Welcome, everybody. This is Straight from the Heart, and I'm Juliana, coming to you straight from my heart with love, compassion, and peace. And I'm sorry about the little technical boo-boo a while ago, but that just goes to show we're all human, we fall down, but we get right back up again and keep on trying. So thank you for your patience. My special guest tonight is Nancy Tate. Nancy is the essence of the world-famous website, The Tree of the Golden Light. Nancy and I will talk tonight about the Hands of Light Network, the Worldwide Intent Declaration, Nancy's book, The Menorah, and a lot more very interesting information. So for those of you who are just hearing about Nancy for the first time, I'll share a short profile of her with you. Nancy moved from her home in Maine to the Southwest in October 1995 and immediately began her acceleration of opening to her spirit. In the spring of 2002, Bob T. helped her create the website, The Tree of the Golden Light, which has grown and expanded from representing Nancy's talents to being highly interactive, well over 3,300,000 hits with people around the globe and in the cosmos. She now lives and travels in an RV with her life partner, Bob T., and their beloved dog, Toshiro. Nancy is a conscious channel of the Masters and other lighted beings and expresses that ability in her work and play. She's a writer, an artist, and a Reiki master, and centers her life around that. And she centers her life around all that is spirit, for spirit is all. Nancy, are you still there with me?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, great girl. A very warm welcome from my heart to you, Nancy. Great to have you on the show tonight. And thank you so much, my dear, for being our guest. And we really have a lot of awesome things to talk about tonight, so I'm so excited. I say let's get started. How about you?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay. Okay. How about let's start talking about the light network, Nancy. And while you talk, I'm going to get some water because my tongue is twisting.
Oh, okay. Well, a few months ago, I got the idea that, you know, that I should start some kind of a network because people were saying, you know, that I don't know anyone and it really is lonely out here and I feel isolated and alone where I am and no one to talk to, no one understands me.
Oh, and I can totally relate to that.
Oh, yeah. I've been there too, you know.
That's what gives us compassion.
Oh, yeah, and so recently that came up again, and I was in a place, you know, within my life where I was able to jump right to it, so I established the Hands of Light Network on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And people have written in, you know, saying that, well, we have a group in such and such a place, and we would love to have anyone who's in the area. And I've had people write in and say, I don't know anyone around here, and I'd really like to connect with someone. And so that's up on the, if you go up to the Tree of the Golden Light and click on Hands of Light button, or on the What's New page, you'll see a link that will take you right directly to the Hands of Light Network page, and you can see all the contacts that I've put on there. And if there's anyone if any place, you know, that's looking that's where you are, anyone that's looking where you are,
mm-hmm.
you can email me or email the address that's on there if there is one, and
mm-hmm.
Make the connection.
I send your site out all the time. Every time I meet somebody new and I get them on my email list, I send them your site.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I love your site. Your site has taken me through from 2003 when I first discovered it until now. Your site has taken me through, and on days when I feel like nothing good is going to be happening, and I feel like, why am I even dreaming that something is going to change? I go on onto your site. It grounds me. It brings me back. And it just sets my soul flying with joy. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's what it's all about. That's really
right,
what it's
exactly.
about.
Right, exactly. And then your and then your letters that you sent out to your wake-up calls.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful. They give us all hope.
Well, that's what it's all about. There's enough of the other kind of news and information that's in and around the internet. So you know, we really need that balance.
Exactly. The rough stuff. The rough stuff is dime a dozen. But sometimes we need to pay attention to that, to awaken us and let us know really what's really going on. But we also need, like you say, a balance. We need what I call the soft, fluffy stuff too, because too much of the rough stuff just sets our whole nervous system haywire. And when we get in that type of emotional frame of mind, we're not doing any good for ourselves or the world or anything else, because that's the energy we're sending out.
That's true. You know, we create where we put ourselves, where we put our energy, we create that.
Exactly. We create what we think.
That's right.
Our thoughts are creations.
That's right.
The last time I checked on there was this morning, and I think you have like 361 letters. And you just started this about 2 weeks ago, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you talking about now the signatures for the Worldwide Intent Declaration? That's another one that I have going.
The Hands of Light?
Yeah, that's on the Hands of Light section as well. It's different from the network. It's a Worldwide Intent Declaration that I put out before I even did the network.
Was that the declaration with the Star Sisters and Brothers?
I'm not sure which one you're referring to. This is one that one of the SSN members. The SSN is a list, a two-way
mm-hmm.
list that we have. One of them put out like a declaration. I'm in favor of peace and harmony in the world. In
right.
favor of a clean, healthy environment and so forth.
And about the animals and everything.
Yeah. And
yes.
And so I send out a notice. Anyone who wants to put their signature on this page, they can send it to me and I'll post it on there. And I believe I probably haven't uploaded the latest figure. I think it's 366.
Oh, wonderful.
Signatures so far.
It's growing.
And that's it builds that energy of intent and for peace and love and all of it. And it's, I know it makes a difference. I know it's making a difference.
Oh, most definitely. What was the purpose behind the Worldwide Intent Declaration?
Well, it was to build that energy of positivity.
Right.
There's a lot of petitions going around the internet. And they're valuable as well because they do state what someone intends, and yet some people see them as saying what's wrong in the world, and so I thought, well, this is something that that can tell people what they intend, what they're in favor of, and it builds an energy on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And how about your book? How's your book doing, The Menorah?
Oh, the book is doing well. I've recently done some more marketing with it, which is a little more than what I've been doing. And I am working on the sequel, which I have just recently realized that the menorah, the actual menorah, which actually exists, is going to appear in the sequel and in the third book. It's a trilogy, and of course, I just realized that the menorah would have to be part of each of the books because they all tie in. But the menorah is doing well, and I had someone tell me once a few months ago that he saw that the menorah would do fine, the legacy, which is the next one, would do very well,
right,
and that the third one will be off the charts. We'll see.
For the people that are listening, for our listeners that are not familiar with what the book, the menorah, is all about, could you give us maybe just a little short idea of some of the things that is in it?
Why, sure. The menorah is about it's a menorah that has Mayan carvings on it. And it's written in story form. There are the characters that are out searching for it before the other ones get it and use it for their own means. The good guys want to keep it for its historical value, and so the search takes them on a series of adventures, and it leads to some very interesting information that is contained in a large volume, a book, and as that information is relayed and as the circumstances around the whole thing unfold, the characters grow in their spirit, and it's like an evolvement of their lives and their spiritual growth with a couple of surprises and a lot of information that came to me. I'm a channel, and so a lot of the information was channeled and at various times. It took me about 10 years to write it and to collect all the information. and then when it was time to have it published, it all fell right into place.
Very cool. Very cool. So for the people that want to purchase this book, The Menorah, and maybe any CDs or anything else you have, Nancy, what do they do? Do they just go on to the tree and find these different links, or how do they go about this, dear?
Yes, actually that is. You go onto the tree. I do have a sale going right now, and they can go to the What's New page, which would be the first page past the splash page. And you can click on the link that takes you to the information on the sale. And that's going on right now. And you can get more information through that sale page. Or you can also go to the Golden Light Gift Shop button and go in there. And while you're there, you might want to look around and see what we have there, which is going to begin to expand quite a bit. But you'll be able to find the information on the sale there.
Right. And you were mentioning something about antimatter. Can you explain that to us?
Well, yeah, and basically we are all made up of matter atoms. And with this influx of energy that is coming from the photon belt, and from the central sun and all that, we are going to be, it's going to act to ionize our atoms. And when that happens, then it's in a state, the atoms are in a state where they can go antimatter. And what happens then is the spin of the atom, which now is going in a clockwise rotation, will stop and start rotating in a counterclockwise rotation. And the proton and the nucleus and the electron, they'll all change according to where we are in our evolvement and our intent for our life. If our choices all resonate with a positive charge, then our atoms will become positive antimatter atoms. And if our choices are to remain in a negative state, and then our atoms will be in a negative antimatter state, and we will experience two different realities: the matter, the positive, and the negative.
So this and is so what is going on now.
That's where I think we're in that shift right now.
We're in that shift right now. So in other words, if you're a person that lives in a world where you're looking forward to this new world and you want peace and you want harmony and you want freedom and you want wonderful things to happen to the earth with all the, you know, different storms and earthquakes and everything to cease, and you want good things for the animals, and that's your intent. That's what you will have at the end of this antimatter that you're talking about.
Yes.
Am I right?
At the beginning of it, yes. When we ascend into our light bodies, we will be positive antimatter. Our atomic structure will be. And that's what happens is right now the configuration of the atoms is where the physical is on the outside, the soul is in the middle, and the spirit is inner.
Right.
That's going to reverse.
Right.
And that's really what you've seen pictures of deities and so forth with a halo. That's
right.
That's what that was.
So this
it
is
was
a,
that glow.
This is a like the beginning process taking us towards
towards that time of ascension.
Now, is this ascension?
It's ascension while remaining here on Earth in our light bodies. We'll be light bodied.
Okay.
That is what we're headed for. But there are those who will not choose that.
Okay. Now, some people say that they think that what is going to happen is that when we make this shift and remain in our bodies and become light bodies, that it's not like we're going to leave this earth that we're on right now and go to a new earth somewhere else in another galaxy, but it's almost like we're going to still be on the same earth we're on right now. The only thing is we're going to be in a different dimension on this same earth. Is that the way it is, or are we actually going to ascend to another earth in another galaxy? Or even in the same galaxy, another planet?
Well, it is my understanding that Mother Earth, Gaia, is also in her ascension process. And so it will be as a whole. Gaia has the intent of having a light body. This is dimensionality that we're speaking of here.
Right.
And it has been my experience lately, and I touched on that with a message that a wake-up call from Hatan the other day. He touched on that at this point, many of us are like going back and forth, sometimes instantly, from different layers of the fourth and fifth dimensions. And bring it all together, or we're actually interdimensionally traveling and experiencing, and sort of like tying up loose ends in a way. And it is so almost abstract that you almost can't explain it. But that's
like sometimes when you feel like you're here, but you're really not here. It's like sometimes I feel like I'm watching my body do my daily chores, but I'm not in my body. And it's hard to explain.
It is. Unless you've been there. And then you understand what someone trying to explain it is saying. But
exactly.
You can explain back to say, yes, I know.
Exactly. And that's what I was telling you a while ago, how grateful I am to you for these wake-up calls, because actually this is the truth. Until I started getting some kind of a understanding of what was going on with me from reading the wake-up calls that I was getting from your channelings and the information that I was reading on the tree and trying to put some sense to all this, I thought I was losing my mind. I wasn't sure where I was going or what was going on, you know, but now it's, you make it so clear, you make it so much easier. Instead of experiencing these things with maybe before you knew what was happening, fear or concern, you experience them now with joy because you say, hey, this is a part of ascension. No big deal. Hey, I'm going to a better place. Good things are happening.
Yeah, that's so true. And it really gives you a lot of comfort to know that you're not the only one either.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, because all the time I think of the people that are experiencing this and haven't had an opportunity to get this information, and I have such compassion for these people because I know how I felt before I got this information.
Yeah.
And yes, so you're doing an incredible, incredible service for the people and for the world, Nancy. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure, and you know, it all begins right with you. It begins right at home. I fully believe that you cannot convey that until you've experienced it yourself. So, you know, we put ourselves in these places where we have to go through it ourselves in order to be able to share it, reach out and share it with others.
Now, I have another question. The people, the ones of us that choose to ascend and move on, I understand that. But what about the people that choose not to ascend and move on? How does that work?
Well, they will remain in their own reality, and it'll go on. And but they'll
the same
always,
as they are now.
Yes,
okay.
They'll go on in their expected reality, and at any time that they want to choose a different reality, they can do it. The Creator is not closing the door on anyone.
Right. Right. So it's just a matter of readiness and when they choose to make that move, that rise, I guess, in their consciousness.
Right, right.
Let that door open up and lift that veil.
And I believe that in the last, 10 years, 5 years even, a lot more people are waking up to who they are and the abilities they have and so forth. And so I think that it is very likely that the percentage of people who will go to the light, to their truth, to the positive, will be ever so much larger than even 10 years ago it would have been.
Right. And I think what is happening, too, is almost like something I read years ago from way back in the late 90s in a book called Mary's Message to the World. And in it, she was talking about the 144,000 would rise up in consciousness, and then they would rise up another 144,000, and that 144,000 would rise up another 144,000, and on and on and on. I think that's pretty much what I see happening. But how about the animals, Nancy? Do they have that choice that the humans have, or are they just naturally going to ascend without any choice or difficulty?
Well, I think they're really directly tuned in to to their essence, you know, to their inner knowing, their truth. And so I would say that their choice is the same as the Creator's choice.
Mm-hmm.
I know our dog, Toshiro, he has been with me through various other lifetimes, and he provides a beautiful service to me,
mm-hmm.
And I can see he has told me that, you know, that this is his last lifetime as an animal. And he's actually one of my aspects speaks to me through him at times. And,
wow.
Yeah, and so they're capable. These animals are beautiful, and they're not dumb.
They're God's brightest sparks, I call them.
Oh, yeah, they're just beautiful, and they're so wise, and they're so loving. Unconditional love, the perfect example of that.
Definitely. That's one of the things I think they're here to teach us.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is love, forgiveness, patience. Yeah. They're just, they're perfection.
Yeah. And sometimes when you find one that you feel is, you know, that seems to be ugly or dangerous or, you know, less than loving, they're serving a purpose there as well, I believe.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when you find one like that,
mm-hmm.
with love and patience,
yeah.
it always heals whatever wound that animal is carrying, why that animal is like that, or whatever energy.
Yeah.
I experienced mm-hmm. that with a cat that I have. It was a feral cat, and it came to me so angry. It was just, it didn't want any part of anything good. And one day I literally saved its life. It was in a fight with another feral cat. And I went out and I saved its life. And 3 days later, I'm out in my garage feeding some other kitties. And I feel a cat rub on my leg. And I thought it was one of my kitties that, you know, that live with me all the time. And I looked down and it was him. And he was just looking up in my face with such gratitude and such love in his eyes. When I first saw him, I couldn't believe it. But I think what he learned from me coming to his rescue was that I really cared. Somebody showed him, maybe for the first time in his life, that somebody really cared.
Yes.
And they're just like us humans. There's so many of us humans out there that people just walk by and they look at them and they say, oh, they're ugly or they're dirty or they're acting weird or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if they would just reach out to that person, even with a smile or just a little teeny act of kindness, it's incredible what that does to, you know, how that can change someone from completely being negative or lost or confused and give them back so much hope and just change them for the positive.
Yeah, sometimes they act as a mirror to us of some issue that maybe we haven't resolved yet.
And yeah,
like
definitely.
Humans do. Uh-huh. Yeah, they serve a wonderful purpose. Dual purpose and multi-purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, is there some other things that you'd like to touch on? How about if it's okay, would you mind sharing with us any kind of information that you have? You gotten any information recently regarding the situation with the global warming from Commander Hutton or any of the Star Brothers, Star Sisters that you channel?
On the global warming, no, I haven't. I haven't received anything on that. usually, I don't receive information of that kind of, you know, that kind of information.
Right.
But if you'd like, I can ask Hatan if he'd like to share something with us.
Wonderful. That would be awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's see what he has to tell us. I'll just take a moment here. Good evening, my dear ones. I am so pleased to be here in this medium. This way of communication is growing and growing, and I am so grateful to Mr. Newsom and all of you for providing this means by which we can bring you some information. There are stars tonight blinking in the skies, blinking down at all of you, giving you a message. And this message is that we are coming. We are going to come and be among you. Worry not that that will happen. We know that most of you are looking forward to that event, and you want timelines. Dear ones, understand that we cannot give you timelines at this point. Time as you know it actually no longer exists. It is still part of the illusion that you are all keeping alive for your various reasons. And as the time shifts and bends and changes along with you, you find that time is getting to be a lost entity. It is getting to be changeable. It is getting to be non-existent in very many places and instances. There are times when you feel that you have just relived a moment that you have experienced, when in reality you are creating the future from the past. And in the moment that is now, you are also creating anew. You are bringing all of time into that moment, and you are changing it. Every time you look up at us in the night sky, and you recognize the blinking of our ship, you are bending time for. It wasn't that long ago when you did not recognize us. You looked up at the blinking stars in the skies and you said, how beautiful the stars are tonight, how they glow and how they glitter. And you didn't say, I wonder which ship that was. I wonder what ship this one is. This one must be the New Jerusalem. This must be Hatan in the Phoenix. Now you are, and we were always there for you. We have been there longer than you have known, so you are bending time. You are seeing a new reality of timelessness. I encourage you all to recognize this and to play with it, for in your playing with it, you create events out of the timelines. You create as you used to before you came to Earth. And that is where your power lies. That is where your uniqueness shines forth. When you go out of time and you create an event that on Earth time would take weeks, months, and it's in a second, you know that you have manifested your truth, your fine ability to create as you once did. Now, it is even more so. For what you have garnered in your experience on Earth in these millennia, and these thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of years, has added to your energy, to your imprint, to your vibration. the identity that you now carry is far more expanded than when you were here for the first time. So realize, as you play with time now on Earth, you are changing Earth's ability, Mother Gaia's ability, to play with you, to meld time in the intent in which it is done. You are all masters. You all have that ability that we have. You stand with us in your nighttime, in your dream time, in your moment's lapse in the daytime. That moment when you spring back from a dazing time, when you daydream, do your thoughts seem real? They're more real than the reality that you left for those moments. You use those times, those daydreams, you use them wisely. They are all part of what you are doing to deliver this new change to the timeline of Earth. You spoke earlier of ascending into your light bodies. This sounds like a simple phrase, and you can comprehend to a point what that means. Until you have the experience of it, you will have a minute understanding of it. And as you get closer, as this shift of the ages develops and evolves, you will understand more and more of what this means. To remain here on Earth in your light bodies and to assist Gaia in her evolvement as well as she does you, you will find more and more that you will measure time in the amount of energy, the amount of integration, and interaction that you have in doing something, in accomplishing something. You will find that that is the time sequence that you will be relating to. Not so much what the clock tells you, but what you have accomplished in this particular thing that you have done, occurrence that you have accomplished. In order to be able to more fully comprehend what this means to you, I encourage you to put yourself in that energy, to immerse yourself in that feeling that it is giving you right now. Remember, take note of that feeling that you have, for I can see it in your auras right now. Immerse yourself in that energy as often as you bring it to yourself. Familiarize yourselves with it, for that is your trueness. That is your identity coming through. Stronger and stronger, more clearer and more precise. And as you do, you will be elevating yourself to that place, that shift of the ages, where you will be that light body. And as this happens, you will see how time is an idea that has been brought forward for this ability to reach this point and go beyond it. As you do this, you will know what I'm speaking of now. You will know that what I'm saying goes beyond the words, for I am relaying to you the rest of what I am projecting and what you know. I am pushing, you might say, a button that will begin to open your understanding of this, your remembrance of what I am saying, for you know it as well as I do. And as you do this, as you take this journey into yourself, you will become more and more infatuated with it. And that will bring it to your reality more and more. And then one day, you will realize that you have gone beyond the mile and you have found the eternal smile that you are. And I will be there to greet you, as will all of the other in your family out here in the cosmos, smiling down on you, ready to embrace you with our eternal light, as you do for us. Blessings to all of you. I will see you on the other side.
Thank you so much, Glenda Hutton. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful.
Oh, it makes me feel so good.
You make the world feel good. You do a great service for the people of the world.
Oh,
I got an email today from one of the people that's on the light networking site that you have up. I wrote to one of the ladies on there. And she, one of the things she told me was how she enjoys reading your channeling.
That's wonderful.
And I hope you're going to come on again sometime, because there's so much we can talk about. There's you and with the channelings, I'm sure everybody's just sitting on the edge of their seat listening tonight, as well as they're waiting for you to come back and do some more. So anytime you feel inspired by spirit to come on the show, just shoot me over an email, and you're more than welcome anytime.
I will do that. Thank you, Juliana.
Yeah, I know you're really busy and everything, but, you know, anytime you want to come, just let me know, and you'll be here.
Oh, thank you. And I will tune into your radio show other times.
Okay, great. Thanks. Who knows who you'll hear on, or who, or what kind of mistakes and boo-boos I'll be making, like tonight. We lost you.
Don't you know there are no mistakes?
I know. Definitely no mistakes. When Nancy Dare, we're almost about to close, and I'm really, really, really sorry about this, because I could keep this show going for another 4 or 5 hours talking with you, Commander Hutton, and anybody else that wants to come through. It just brings joy to my heart. But if you'd like to share with the listeners now, Nancy, you know, any information, like your website again, and any contact information, or anything else that you feel that's important that you'd like to share with the listeners, just go right ahead, Nancy, and take your time and, you know, and give them any numbers or anything like that that you have.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to share with you that anyone who is not on the list that we have, you can go there and subscribe. And I'd also like to remind you about Mike Quincy's messages that he sends out 3 days a week.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he posts them on our ET First Contact, the section of our site. In fact, he does that section.
Right.
And his messages are so wonderful there. And he is such a dear, dear man. and we've had several delightful conversations with him, and I wanted to remind you about his wonderful messages. There's a lot of information on the tree, and anyone who wants to could spend quite a bit of time there. I just love the way that it has evolved, and that it serves a purpose. And you know, every one of us has our purpose, and no one is any more important than another, and we all have a piece of the puzzle that fits in perfectly. And
definitely.
I want to just thank everyone out there who have their beautiful sites or networks, or that just say a prayer every day, or whatever it is that you do. It's beautiful. It's very valuable. It's very highly appreciated by everyone. And I just want to thank everyone for all the beautiful work that you do. Every single one of you. You're all very blessed, and you make me feel very blessed.
Bless you too, Nancy. And it's like you were saying about even just a little prayer. You know, that's something I always say. It might be just a little something to you, but you really don't see the whole big picture yet. So
that's right.
Any little deed of kindness, any little act of compassion, just go right ahead and do it. It's so important. And especially another thing, too, I'd like to bring across to the listeners tonight is it's getting really hot now, especially for the listeners that are in the tropical areas of the world, in Florida, in the Caribbean, throughout the world, where there's a really hot summer now. I know here in Florida right now, it's in the 90s here already, and we're just in May. And I drive by and I see so many people have their dogs tied out in the yard, and some of them are under trees and shades, but yet they're still panting and they're so hot. And I see so many little animals that are just running out on the streets and getting hit by cars. I'm calling out to you tonight, and I'm asking you to find compassion in your heart for these animals. Always remember, these are God's creatures. God created us all. And these precious little souls, I call them God's brightest sparks. They are loyal. They have unconditional love. They teach us patience, and they teach us forgiveness. They're always there for us when we need them, and it doesn't matter what we say or do, they love us the same way all the time. So please, have compassion in your heart and take care of these animals. Please don't leave them outside in the heat in the day without water and food. Hey, what's a couch? A couch is just a piece of furniture, a piece of wood, a piece of cloth. These little animals are souls, living souls, with little feelings and little hearts. Take care of them. Love them. The reward you will get, I guarantee you, will be unbelievable. They will give you so much love. They will give you so much joy. And besides, God is in all of us. Even the little dogs and the little cats and the little birds. God created us all. We're all a part of God. We're just the little sparks that came out here to do our little missions. So, respect the animals, love them, and care for them. And with that, dear souls, we've come to the end of another show, and as always, I say thank you so very, very much for listening. Bless you all. Nancy, dear one, you're truly a beautiful light of God, goddess, and everything alight. Thank you so very, very much, and please come back and visit with us soon again. And Don, thank you. Don, thank you, dear. And BBSRadio.com staff, thank you all, dear souls. Thank you for your hard work and making this radio station a beautiful, bright light in the world at a time when we all need this so very much. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And also, James Twyman, thank you for your beautiful music. that touches their souls every night. Always remember, dear souls, be kind and compassionate to each other and respect all of God's creatures and creations. And Barbie girl, I love you. Thank you for standing by me. You're my angel. And Nancy, thanks again. Thank you so much, and I'll be in touch with you in a couple of days, and we'll talk, if that's okay with you.
Sounds fine and dandy.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much again for listening. Bless you. Let's all get together and change this world. Change this world to this bright and beautiful new world that I know is just at our fingertips. All we got to do is learn to share and care, have patience and compassion for each other. If we got a little bit of extra food, make sure you find someone to share it with. If it's an animal or a person, it doesn't matter. Just share. Share a smile. Share a kind word. And I thank you again. Good night, everyone. Big hugs and much love from my heart to yours. Peace.
Thank you.